You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And wrapping up the conversations around the numbers that we got out today, we got a full year update from Lesaka Technologies. They gave us their update for the year ended 2024. I'm once again joined on the line by Lesaka's CEO, Lincoln Miley, to take a look at these numbers and try and make sense of the company's performance. Lincoln, good evening. Lovely to speak to you again. The last time you and I spoke, we were optimistic around what was happening. We spoke about the Adumo acquisition. We touched on the Touch Science business. This time around, revenues are up. The operating profit, operating loss rather, has narrowed quite significantly. Take me through the performance of the business. Take me through your reflections over the year that was.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's really been a pleasing set of results for us. It's been a tough time, but I think we have been able to deliver as we promised the market. We have revenue increasing at 11% to 10.6 billion rand. We've reversed our operating loss of 275 million rand to an operating income of 67 million rand. Group adjusted EBITDA has increased by 55% to 691 million rand. We've also worked a lot on our balance sheet. We've turned a net debt to group EBITDA from 4.5 times to 2.5 times. And lastly, I'm quite pleased that our fundamental earnings per share has improved to 1.06 per share compared to a fundamental loss per share of 2.66 last year. So very, very pleasing set of results and give us quite a platform for growth. So the first chapter of the Lesaka turnaround is complete. We're now looking at the second chapter, and that's the chapter of growth.
Lincoln, let's reflect on the portfolio and the segments within the business. What were some of the standout areas within the business that actually helped boost this turnaround? It is quite a remarkable turnaround, and it does speak to the fact that you guys have been very hard at work to get the business back on track.
Yeah, consumer division increases revenues by 15% to 1.3 billion rand, and its segment adjusted EBITDA increased by 361%. 274 million. And so this was a business 3 years ago that was burning cash. It was a business that was loss-making, and it's the turnaround is now complete. On the merchant side, we've seen the revenue grow at 12% to 9.3 billion rand, and the segment adjusted EBITDA at 4%, but normalized at 15%. As at 624 million rand. So we're quite happy that our engines, are firing. We look at some of the throughput numbers that are coming through. You look at VAS, value-added services on the micro-merchant space, that's looking good at 43% year-on-year growth. We're looking at card acceptance growing at 30%. When you're looking at the consumer business, we're looking at accounts, new accounts growth at 21%, lending at 32% year-on-year, and insurance growing at 31%. So all of these are just indications that the underlying businesses are strong. Where we've had headwinds has been in the area of lending in the small business because obviously the economy has not been doing well, but we've maintained quality of the book in that space, and we think that with the market turning, we will see very good, nice growth on that side.
Lincoln, I want to look at that market turning. Obviously, with the nature of what it is that you do at Lesaka and the services that you provide, a consumer that is not constrained is the ideal consumer, and a consumer that is benefiting from interest rates coming down is going to be a consumer that's likely to be transacting more, which is always a good thing for your businesses. How are you seeing the landscape shaping up going into next week, obviously being the first time we could potentially see rate cuts in the longest time? And how is that shaping your strategy and your thinking from a business perspective?
So if I look at the consumer side, we have a very unique environment where our focus is social grant beneficiaries. And they are not sometimes as affected directly like all other customers. And we've found that our book has remained very, very, very good in that space. We've had less than 6% loan loss ratio for the last 3 years. and long may it last. So that business has done well and will continue to do well. But we're obviously always watching if there's any spikes. Where we see a very good prospect for the future is in the lending in the SME environment, because the turn in interest rates will positively factor in our growth. We'll be able to take on more credit and take on a bit more risk and be able to extend more credit in that space. So we think that the economic environment in South Africa, with load shedding being a thing of the past, with a very positive macroeconomic environment that looks like it's unfolding, a bit of stability that we're looking at in the political environment, all of those things will augur well for our growth in the SME environment. And I think then the acquisitions that we've made also will add, to the growth prospects that we have. And that's why we've put out a very bullish, guidance for both EBITDA and revenue next year.
I was going to come to that, Lincoln. It's been, I actually don't know when was the last time I saw a company willingly put out guidance and say, looking forward, this is how we think or how we expect we're going to perform. I think coming out of the COVID period and all the challenges we've had to face, companies just stopped giving guidance. And it's nice to see that you're optimistic about your business, but you're also understanding of exactly where the business is going to fall. Take me through the guidance that you've given to the market around FY25.
Yeah. Firstly, I think when we started this journey about 2 years ago, we thought that given our past, we needed to give guidance, and we've been able to meet our guidance. And that's been very good for us to give a sense of credibility to the work that's being done. Now, with the new acquisitions that we've made and the growth in the underlying businesses, we've been able to put up an EBITDA guidance for 2025 in the range of 900 million rands to 1 billion rands. And then on the revenue side, we put up guidance and revenue of a growth between 10 billion rands and 11 billion rands. And we say, and you say all these things because we see the growth in the underlying businesses, but we also see the opportunities for inorganic growth. And the two acquisitions we've made, Tatside and Adumo, I think will add to that. We've not factored in any other acquisitions that we've got in the pipeline and any of the prospects that we're looking at the moment. Just on the acquisitions that we've made, we think that there's a very good story emerging for 2025.
Lincoln, let's peek behind that curtain. What are the other acquisitions that you allude to?
Well, all I can say is that we've had the same capital allocations committee since 2021, and they've been very strict to say that any acquisitions we make have to be EBITDA accretive. Secondly, they've got to give us scale. Thirdly, they've got to be able to give us a better solution set and add to our geography as well. So we think that there are a number of bolt-on acquisitions that we can add to the platform that we've created at Lusaka. We've become a natural consolidator in this space, and we will be the leading fintech in Southern Africa. It is also possible that there may be also transformative acquisitions in the same way as the Connect acquisition that we did 2 years ago, that we've been able to bed down and integrate, and it's now a huge contributor to our business. And a transaction like Adumo is also possible. So we'll just have to watch the space, Jimmy, as we start to look at the targets that we've got in our sights.
Never giving too much away there, Lincoln. Before I let you go, Lincoln, I want to reflect on the share price. Market came down more than 3% today. Ordinarily, on good sets of results, people might wonder why the market's coming down. But I think context is important. The market was up almost 6% yesterday. So clearly, the numbers are good and the market's digesting the information you're giving them. How do you reflect on where the share price is performing? Are you still feeling that the share price is undervalued? I remember you and I spoke about this a long time ago to say that the value is there, but the market's not recognizing it.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, what we can control are the controllables. I think continuing to focus on the business, continue to make sure that we deliver on our promises. We think that there are also some activities that we may move the market at the right time when we bought the Adumo business. Part of that sale was cash and part of that sale was equity. So there will be a very good number of shares coming into the market. So some of those things will move the market. So I think our view is not to just look at daily movements and it's how do we look at this business going forward. We do think that there's a lot of inherent value in this stock and that people are going to see as we unlock this value in this business.
The value is there and it will be unlocked. I like the optimism. I think we'll catch up when the value does start to be unlocked and we do start to get those announcements come through. I'm very excited to see what lies ahead for Lesaka. We'll leave it at that for now, Lincoln. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Lincoln Miley, CEO at Lesaka Technologies, on their full year and giving guidance into their new financial year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.